Now will you notice verse 6? Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four. As we said before, that is an idiomatic expression that means that there could be listed here quite a few of them. In other words, again, may I say it, the cup of iniquity must be filled up. Now, Gaza was in Philistia, or the Philistine Empire. And he says, I will turn away its punishments because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom, and I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour its palaces, and I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon. And I will turn mine hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God. Now here is a judgment against the Philistines. For what? For making slaves. They took a certain number of Israelites, and they sold them into slavery to Edom and actually to Phoenicia. That's where they ultimately ended up. The Phoenicians were great traders, and they, in turn, would sell them as prisoners of war into slavery. And they would send them all over, actually, the Mediterranean world. And because of that, why, God says he intends to judge this place. It's quite interesting that what we know today as the Gaza Strip is still an unknown quantity. It's an Arab area that's now under the control of Israel, but they're having a real problem with it, of course. But Ashdod and Ashkelon are still in Israel. And today, you will find that in Ashdod, there is a great refinery that has been put there, and a new harbor has been made there. That will become probably a more important shipping place than even Haifa has become. It is, I think, probably better located. And Ashkelon is right south of it. There you still can see the remains of the temple of Dagon, where Samson was. All of these are quite real places. And again, the judgment of God came upon these places, just as God said that it would. He says, I'll send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour its palaces. And if we turn back to 2 Kings again, this time to the 18th chapter at verse 8. Now, this is the historical record of Hezekiah. He smote the Philistines, even unto Gaza, and the borders thereof, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. And it goes on to say how he destroyed that particular area. All of this was, you see, literally fulfilled. Here you have really an example also of fulfilled prophecy. That makes this section here particularly interesting. And it puts down a pattern for the way God will fulfill prophecy in the future.